This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This episode of the podcast is brought to you by the Fine Dining Podcast. Caroline, do you like to dine finely?
I do, because it rhymes with my name.
Caroline, dine fine, drinking water, drinking wine.
With Diane Feinstein.
With Diane Feinstein. RIP. Fine Dining, the search for the most mediocre restaurant in America, is a podcast where comedian Michael Ornelas is traveling the country, eating at all the chain restaurants in search of the perfectly average 5 out of 10 dining experience. The objective middle threshold of where bad becomes good, which, if you listen to this podcast, you're very familiar with the concept.
With a 5 out of 10 experience.
And bad may be becoming good, as God saves us. Recently, featured guests include Marissa Pinson and John Glover as they review Costco's Food Court. It's a two-part episode that covers everything from discontinued menu items to how many hot dogs could fit in their mouths. And today, his IHOP episode dropped. So right now, head over to linktree.com/finediningpodcast and click Bee's Giveaway to enter for an all-expenses-paid trip to your local Applebee's, the current frontrunner for the most mediocre restaurant in America at a 5.02 out of 10 for you and three of your friends. And you can watch or listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Caroline, who would you take?
Oh my gosh, if I got a table for four at Applebee's.
Yeah.
Obviously, love of my life, Nathan, gonna be there.
My fingers are crossing.
Who likes chain restaurants?
Oh, I'm getting a nosebleed.
Oh, probably my friend Jeremy.
Oh,
okay.
I know him.
That leaves one more. Let me ask you a question,
yeah,
Kevin.
Yeah.
If you were gonna order an Applebee's right now, what would you get?
I'll get a fried onion if they had it.
All right, you're in.
Okay.
As long as we can share.
Hell yeah. Listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Enter by May 1st, and the winner will be announced on the May 8th Chipotle episode. That's linktree.com/finediningpodcast.
You guys wouldn't mind adding a couple inches in the pants today.
I'm just killing.
It used to be a song.
Okay, bitch, watch this.
Alex.
Oh no. Oh, poor Alex. We hope he gets better. And this theme song is dedicated to him.
I want to see cats.
Whoops. That one was just for you. Welcome to Good Christian Fun. I'm Kevin.
I'm Caroline.
And we're here to have good Christian fun. That was a flashback. Universal Studios, Orlando, Florida. A 9-year-old Kevin Porter was very upset about not getting to see Cat Dog when he wanted to. He throws his water bottle down and his dad spanks his ass in the middle of Universal Studios.
It is my favorite Kevin story of all time. Nothing makes me happier than imagining Kevin being pissed off and not seeing Cat Dog. But there's a happy ending to that story.
I got to see Cat Dog. I threw hoops on him in Nickelodeon Studios.
You just had to wait a little bit.
What's that?
You just had to wait a little longer.
I had to wait. It was slightly delayed pleasure.
But the spanking.
I think about that. It's a trigger now anytime I see Cat Dog, which is not often because I avoid him now. But Good Christian Fun is a podcast about Christian pop culture, Christian music, movies, entertainment, the stuff we grew up on and think is a little weird, maybe left behind, and we're revisiting to see like, oh, yeah, yeah, it is weird.
Still weird.
It's still weird. But we're not here to proselytize to you, make you go to church, or to bash you or make fun of what you believe either. We're just here to have fun.
That's right.
Yeah. And we're doing a very special episode today.
Yeah.
Not a normal episode where we just pick a topic. I like this song. I don't like
no,
this
enter
song.
The fun house.
Hey, enter the fun house.
Everything's
we got a
upside
lot of
down
mirrors.
And terrifying.
Hooky spooky. But we need a special guest to help us out with that. So let's introduce him right now. Ladies and gentlemen, you may know him from his team White Women, or from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, or Brockmeyer, or from his podcast The Flagrant Ones. He is the most flagrant one. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Carl Todd!
Oh my gosh.
Hello.
And should I be talking right now?
You can talk.
Or should I wait till this?
Oh, that's your signal.
That's great.
Yeah, thank you.
Shut up. Okay. I'm gonna stop.
Did I miss any highlights?
Oh, this is great. Wait a second.
Yes, sir.
Was this on like one of those like compilation commercials?
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, I'm
I think
sure.
I remember that song.
Sing Your Praise to the Lord. Amy,
for
Grant.
Amy Grant.
Yeah.
Amy Grant's Christian artist, huh?
Yeah, oh, yeah. She is. Very Christian.
But she was popular though, right?
She crossed over. Yeah.
She made some really good bops, yeah. And that was on purpose. She knew what she was doing, but she
the
she
bops
remains...
were not on accident. She made them on purpose.
She made them on purpose.
That's right.
Yeah. Bops happen in Christian music too.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for announcing me like that.
Of course, yeah.
Welcome
what
to the show.
A long, strange trip it's been for you already.
Yeah, this is great. I have a question for y'all.
Yes,
sure.
I hope this is not too personal.
Am I Christian?
Yeah. Are y'all religious people?
Oh, did we not say that in the intro?
I don't think we did.
We usually say like, yeah, we're Christian, but don't worry, we're not weird.
Okay.
There's some variation on that. Oh, you cuss away, King.
We're like loose on the scale of Christianity, but I'd say we'd still own that term of believer. Yeah.
People of faith. Yeah. We can put it that way.
Yeah, okay. If you start at the beginning of this podcast, you can actually watch us slowly slide down into hell.
Possibly true.
You said ass, but that's in the Bible, as we all have always said.
I did say
when
ass.
When we were children.
Yeah, yesterday.
Ass talked back.
As of recording, yesterday was Ass Wednesday. People rubbed ass on my forehead, and it was strange. But yeah, no.
Your forehead.
But yeah, people of faith, is that the best...
Yeah,
way
I think so.
It. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, because even Christian itself is like loaded, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you hear Christian, you're like, oh, you hate gays?
Yeah.
Like you one of them gay haters? So now it's like you got to be real.
And it's like, yes, but for a lot of good reasons.
Yeah.
Oh, my
gosh.
We don't
have time to get into.
Dear
no,
Lord.
You all know I don't hate you at all.
Well, Carl, thanks so much for joining us on the show. What's your background with faith and religion?
My background with faith. I never talk about this. This is very interesting.
Oh, do you have a deep background in faith?
Not super deep, but okay. I mean, I have gone through a lot of different stages of it. I'm from Mississippi.
Okay.
And so you go to church every Sunday when you live in Mississippi. You talk about what church you belong to, you and your friends. And
what was your flavor?
My grandma, who was raising me, went to Methodist church. And
okay.
So we went to St. Mark United Methodist Church on Jackson Avenue in Pascagoula, Mississippi.
And shouts out. They're going to get the GCF bump after this.
And my mom, I have a very young mother. When she would come home from college and stuff like that, she went to Second Street Baptist Church in Jackson. I mean, in Jackson. In Moss Point, Mississippi, which was Reverend Henry. And he would come out and say, how y'all doing this morning? And I always thought that was funny.
this is his catchphrase.
Yeah. And that was what we called Big Hat Church, where it's like Sundays, the ladies wear big hats.
Oh, okay.
The music is bumping. Like Methodist Church, and I'll go with my grandma, the music was, praise God, room all blessings. Like it was like very like,
it was hymns,
you know, it wasn't
traditional.
Like,
traditional.
Yeah.
I immediately understand what you meant.
And Big Hat Church was like, clap. You know, like real.
Was that
like,
a rift between your mom and your grandma at all? That they like went to different churches?
No. Because my mom had, because it's also her grandma. It's my great grandma. And she didn't live with her, you know, basically. So they didn't have to go to the same church. My mom lived with her mom. And then her mom passed away very young. Yeah. And so my grandma kind of took over the raising of my mom. And then she's like, hey, guess what? I'm pregnant. And
now,
so now she's got my grandma. This 60-year-old retiree has a teenager and a baby.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Like,
okay.
But it was never. My mom went to that church and my grandma went to her church.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and so.
So you got to see kind of both sides of the coin of like energy.
Mm-hmm. I guess. Yeah. I always liked going to Big Hat Church more because the music was much
of
more
course,
lively.
Yeah.
But I was an altar boy at the Methodist Church.
Oh. Okay.
What did that entail?
Putting on this flowy white shirt. Me and my friend Andrew, shout out to Andrew Green. Mm-hmm. We would walk up in the beginning with the long stick. I don't know what it's called. I'm sure it has some sort
fishing
of name.
Pole, I
selfie
think.
Like yeah, the selfie stick of 1994, and we would light the candles on the altar, and then put it out. It was like a thing where you like raised it up, and it would like put out the flame.
Ooh.
And I remember wanting to do that so bad. Because it was like a job for the young boy in church.
Yeah.
And at that age, fire is cool. No matter the context. Like any interaction you have with fire.
And a gizmo with it? Like, sign me up.
It was great.
Sure.
So I went to that church. Then we moved here to Los Angeles when I was about 10 years old. And my mom started dating. She was here before me, a couple years before me. She moved out to do the whole acting thing. Oh. Just like how most people move here and do stuff. But I stayed back a couple
years. I came here to be a waiter.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you had to do acting gigs to support
to get
the waiter.
That. Yeah. Yeah, to get into the waiter
industry.
You can
be whatever
industry.
You want to be in Los Angeles. I love that about this place.
Yeah.
Like some place you can't go just be a waiter. The jobs are it's too oversaturated.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Oversaturated fats. With the food.
But we should start a podcast called Oversaturated Fats. When I get off Whole 30, I'll do it.
Yeah. What are you doing Whole 30?
A friend of mine's doing it. I'm doing it in solidarity with her, and I thought it'd be like interesting to see if my body changed.
I'm triggered.
Been interesting is to learn that Kevin didn't do any of the research ahead of time.
Nope.
He just read the list of no-no foods, and that was kind of it.
And I did what she told me to. No, I'm sure I'm screwing up like the portion sizes of like you're supposed to have this much greens, this much meat. Like
the fact that you're doing it is already enough. I am three of you, and I can't. I can't do it.
No.
Have you ever thought about doing one of those, like a keto
or
Whole 30?
I did keto for a week. Went into ketosis and gave up because I was having bad headaches and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I wasn't doing it right.
Right.
It's putting that much fat in you at that point is bad.
Yeah, there's definitely a hump of like your digestive system is rebelling against you and
yeah.
and showing it in very dramatic ways in the bathroom.
My roommate has been very successful on it. He looks great. Uh-huh. Iffy, shout out to Iffy.
Oh, Iffy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Iffy's been on the show.
A friend of this show.
Oh, he's been on the show.
Yeah.
He looks amazing. Like, I can't even, like, we like to hate on each other on white women, but you look at him and you go, you have the results. Because he gets up and goes to the gym every morning at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
And he lifts heavy and does all that stuff. And I spent years playing sports and all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do that now. Like, I don't want to go to the gym, even though I have to and I should. I look gross.
I feel like that makes sense, though, because, like, if you really like sports, you like the physical activity because there's the game to it. And the mm-hmm. gym is, like, the opposite of
yeah.
that. There is no game
no
to
one's
it.
Your friend at the gym, either. You're not
yeah.
playing with
no
anyone.
No one's rooting for you.
No, I hate running.
Yeah, cardio. I hate running, too. I was a big volleyball player growing up.
Yeah.
And lately, what I've learned works for me, and I did it before this, actually, is to put on dance YouTube videos, and then I just do that in my living room
yeah.
for like half an hour.
It's great.
If it works, it works.
It's been
yeah,
great.
That's
but it's
the
been
thing.
Like 2 weeks, so we'll see how yeah. long.
Keep doing it.
I keep that up.
I play basketball on Sundays. That's
ooh,
like
yeah.
the most, and we go pretty hard. We run pretty hard.
Iffy, by the way, is the only man that I know who can post thirst traps, but I'm not annoyed by them. I'm
yeah.
like, yeah, you've earned it. Yeah. I like them. I comment.
That's right.
Go off, yeah.
Yeah. I only get annoyed when he gets the DM slides. I'm like,
he's married.
I'm just jealous.
Come
yeah,
on.
He doesn't respond to him.
Of course.
He doesn't respond to him.
Doesn't
he doesn't, but
it.
He definitely still shows us because
yeah.
he wants to make us.
Oversaturated.
And it works.
Yeah,
oversaturated fats.
For everyone's listening, and they're like, oh, this is LA. This is what LA is like, right? We're just talking about their diets all the time.
I know.
Who's getting
thing.
DMs from who?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, if y'all think this is what LA is like, look at me. I am the opposite of everything LA is like. I
oh,
eat trash.
By the way, shout out to the digital director of Whole 30, who's a listener of this podcast.
Oh, nice.
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, well, hey, send Kevin some literature.
Shout
he
out
needs
to Shanna.
It.
Yeah. Send me the basic facts, Shanna. I'm dying here.
Send me the way that I can still drink alcohol.
Whole 15.
Whole 15.
Whole 2. Just do 2 days.
Yeah, do 2 days. I'll do the weekend.
Whole 2.
Let me do the weekend.
That's just going on a camping trip.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Just a light break.
Just a light break.
So you get out here with
anyway,
your mom.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
No.
Tangent City. And she's dating this guy who's like into like, he's very pro-black. You know what I'm saying? Like very much about the revolution and
he
like,
is black.
He is black.
Okay.
He's
well,
a very
that's
white
a type too.
Irish man.
No, that's
true,
yeah.
He's a black dude and he's very like pro-black and stuff. And like at this time, like the late 90s, early 2000s, there's like that movement where it's like, it's not called the Back to Africa movement, but it was just like there's like a subset of like conscious, like very Afrocentric, like regaining who we are as people and not what America has put on us. And mm-hmm. you know, most of us don't know the culture, so he was like into like kind of like African spirituality stuff that mm-hmm. kind of my mom kind of got into that type of stuff. And we were even going to the mosque for a while, like our Nation of Islam though, which is like militant, like black Muslims, basically.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, this is my lack of history education talking, mm-hmm. but is most of this inspired by Malcolm X? As
he
figurehead?
Was a black, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was one of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Malcolm X and Louis Farrakhan, people like that. That type of thing. was like American Black Muslims, which was like a Black Panther subset almost, okay. Which was just like, it was during, it, you know, it was founded during civil rights and stuff like that when it was, you know, trying to have us reclaim who we are as people in a country that wasn't treating us well. Like, and so we were kind of in that, but she wasn't really trying to do that. And he also wasn't. It was just like the message he was going for, like, oh, let's see what they're talking about. Let's see how we can organize and
did you go?
Yeah, I would go.
Mm-hmm. What was that like from your perspective?
They separated me. They separate the men and the women.
Oh.
And you had to sit with your right hand on your right thigh and your other hand across it the whole time. And
what?
Yeah, it was very like, some people say that this is a cult, but I know that I wouldn't call it that. Because I grew up with a lot of people who grew up in the faith and they're normal people.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine. Like,
it's not
people,
like restrictive.
Yeah, people don't know. Like, but they have their views.
Unusual stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. The only thing is restrictive is the normal, like, don't eat pork.
Yeah, and, but it's not like, don't leave this religion or we won't ever talk to you
again. Not at all. Not at all. It's not like that. And nobody's, like, writing books about how their time in it was awful.
Why I left. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not that type of thing. It's just like... It's just a different message for, I would say, for Black Americans.
Yeah.
Just to be like, now some of that stuff is wrong, of course. Like, as you get older and learn about it and know about it, you know that Louis Farrakhan isn't the most tolerant person. But he's even gotten better in his older years. Have been like, I said some things back in the day because I was mad because of how we were being treated.
Mm-hmm.
But he's changed a lot and stuff. Like, his name was getting thrown around a lot. When all this alt-right stuff is going on, it's like, no, he's not saying organize and kill people.
Oh, really? Like, they're the same as this guy.
Yeah. And it's not at all that case. Huh. But, yeah, he's not the greatest guy. He didn't have all the greatest opinions and stuff like that. But we didn't really stay in that. And then we found, like, this, like, spirituality center type thing. You know Agape? Like, have you guys ever heard of that?
I know the word Agape.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
There's, like, it's just basically, like, a positive thinking, spirituality, like it's not a cult. It's not any more a cult than going to any Christian churches or anything like that. You know, it's like,
I'm sorry, I'm laughing. It'd just be funny if like you were a part of several cults.
Yeah.
You just keep telling
this one was also not a cult.
For sure, definitely some, but it wasn't.
This is why I'm on this podcast.
That's right.
But yeah, no, it's just like, you know, The Secret.
Yeah.
It's like that type of stuff.
Yeah. I know what you're saying. Kind of like meditation, maybe, and like a little bit of this and that.
Thoughts held in mind, produce after their kind, and things like that. Still very good music. What I liked about these places, like we went to a place called Christ Unity. So it was Christian. And it was just like almost Unitarian, but like sort of like. And what I did like about these two places, that one and Agape, which is like a big place over in Culver City, was they sang secular songs, but the ones that are like positive, like
that's a cool move when people can do that and integrate it well into the thing, because like I've been to certain churches where it's like all of a sudden like you do your Christian songs, even like more traditional like hymn songs, but done in a modern way, and then they'll throw like a Beatles song in there.
Yeah.
Or man, I was at one the other day. I think they were singing a John Legend song, which is kind of gospel anyway.
Yeah.
But I could see like Let It Be becoming like a spiritual song or something.
Yeah. It was more of just like it literally, you know how people say, oh, I'm not religious, but I'm spiritual.
Yeah.
Like it's like that. Mm-hmm. It's a place that kind of cultivates that attitude of just like. A lot of celebrities go to it and stuff like that.
Do you remember feeling confused at all of like, oh, we were in Christianity and now like that graph seemed kind of like tenuous at you? Or you were like, no, this doesn't make sense to me, this transition.
To be fair, I didn't listen when I was there. So I don't know what they were talking about half the time.
It was all like the Charlie Brown voice.
Yeah, it was just like, I'm just ready to get out of here. I want to talk and joke with my friends.
Hand thing.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was a short time. That was a short time. That was a short stint. Once we found Christ Unity, it was like we stayed there throughout. But I stopped going once I got to like eighth grade. I was like, I want to watch football. I'm not going to this anymore.
So it never like really latched in your head of like, you need to believe in God, Carl. And you're like, yeah, I do.
That latched in my head just being from the South.
Oh, yeah.
Like just being with my family. Everybody, you don't not believe in God. Like, and even to this day, like I wouldn't call myself a religious person. But I still pray when I get on planes.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yeah.
I always felt like Well, especially whenever conversations would come up about like homophobia, or when I would see people on TV justifying hate through with religion and stuff like that. The KKK is a religious group and stuff like all that type of stuff is just like there. God can't be this. Mm-hmm. Like, this is not okay. Like, I would say in the black church, we were forced to go into religion because of slavery. Because it was like, it was the slave masters put the religion on us, like said, here's what, but we took it and used it as like faith that someday this will be over, mm-hmm. you know? And so, like, that's why it's so embedded in black American culture. But then once you start, if black church is also very homophobic. Like, and even though there's gay people in the church always, like every choir director is gay. Like, it's like, and so like, it's just, once I started getting older and started realizing like these things that are being preached are not what I believe in, but I also do believe there has to be something that makes this. This is insane. When you're driving through like Colorado and you see the Rockies and it's like something, this can't just be, why isn't this happening everywhere? Or like, you know, like, why haven't we figured out other, if this is on other planets, if that's what this looks like or whatever. Like, and so I still believe, and I think God is like in all of us,
yeah,
in a way. And I don't, they say like nothing is perfect but God, but I feel like there's so much bad stuff happening that there's like imperfection as well. And, but it is like a, I don't know, like it's, I've never talked about this.
That's so funny.
You're doing great. You're doing great. Yeah. I know it's hard to like sometimes verbalize the like feeling you know you have. And I'm like, I don't even know how to explain.
It's hard to verbalize it every week.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Especially when it's changing or it is kind of like an amalgamation of like things you just know to be true because you just know it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do I describe that?
Yeah.
Well, that's such an interesting, because I feel like that's what's kept me hanging on to, because it would have been a lot more convenient to be like, no thanks, and just to like kind of put it down and stuff. But the things that you're talking about, like driving through Colorado and being like, the fact that this would be like designless or like, oh cool, chaos, how fun, that there's something kind of tugging on you like, oh yeah, like maybe it's not like the God we think of and mm-hmm. Abraham and Isaac and all this stuff, but like, but the idea that there's nothing at all behind anything, even if it's energy or God's a woman or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
Those like instinctual feelings, people really downplay that. And especially in traditional Christian settings, like, feelings are, will betray you and you can't trust them and don't trust your heart. It's deceitful and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But some of that stuff, and especially for all of us, like encountering the specifically homophobic stuff, I feel like you can trust your feelings in yeah. those cases.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay to have like a piecemeal understanding that's not like, well, point A of my religion states that blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Because I mean, when you know the history of religion, you kind of got to go like, well, this is all created by one dude. Like, this dude was like, no, I want to be the leader of these people. And they'll follow me if I do this. Or if they'll, and then... But I do believe it's important to believe in something, you know, and I think sometimes, like, even though I may not be the most religious person, when I see like a, excuse me.
No, you're good.
I'm burping.
Ew.
That's God.
It's a holy burp.
Whoa.
Honored and ordained by
that's
the Lord.
I just
my God comes out of my butt.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, the God's speaking through you a lot lately. I was going to tell you that.
Like, when I see, like, a drug addict or somebody who, like, needs to get their life together, and then they find religion, and that is what does it, I'm like, you know what? Do that.
For sure.
Until they start trying to preach at me and being like, Brother Carl, please. And I was like, man, you was in the gutter last week. Don't come up to me and tell me I can't eat this, or I can't drink this whiskey.
Yeah.
Because, like, because you can't.
That'd suck if they said you can't eat whiskey.
I can't eat this whiskey. I mean,
delicious.
These whiskey popsicles.
although, what do we say about it when it is that scenario of someone like at the end of their rope and they find something that works for them and there's progressive measurable change, but then it's like Scientology or mm-hmm. something. You know what I mean? Or it's
yeah.
something that has like demonstrative, which I guess Christianity does as well as much as anything else, but Scientology being like an abusive
yeah.
system.
Like, what do you say about that?
But most likely, like, the thing they liked about it was, you know, the therapy aspect and the, like, self-improvement and the, you know, structure and those kind of things. So you're like, yeah, that makes sense. It's not evil inherently. Mm-hmm.
I heard
as long as you're not slapping.
Slapping who?
Slapping people and putting them in the hole.
Yeah.
In Scientology.
Slapping in the hole. That was your takeaway from going clear, slapping in the hole.
I forgot about that.
Into the hole.
Slapping in the hole, and I remember that they just didn't clean the children that they were keeping, which was, pretty horrific. I heard a progressive pastor recently make an interesting point. Do you know who Joel Osteen is?
Yeah.
The big televangelist guy.
Yeah.
Most out of progressive Houston. Pastor. Probably.
Yeah, and he's a super woke progressive pastor. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, I did intern there for one summer.
In Houston?
Because I grew up in Houston.
Okay.
And there was a woman in the front row who wore a huge hat every week, and it was different every week.
Joel Osteen is definitely a big hat church.
She was going to big hat church. Yeah. I don't know anyone else was.
Well, it's super multi-ethnic.
Yeah.
Lakewood is. Like, it's like a third. It's not a predominantly white church.
That's cool.
Because of where it's located. And they have an all Spanish speaking service.
What
too.
Was the meme? It was during Hurricane
Harvey when he wasn't letting one in.
Yeah, and
for
it was
half a second.
The funniest meme I saw.
There were a lot.
About him not letting people in that church. Uh-huh. It was so funny.
The Joel memes during that time were very good.
Yeah.
Oh, but I was going to say this progressive pastor I was listening to talk, he started making fun of him, and he was, did the oh, hey, y'all, like the impression everyone knows mm-hmm. and does. And he said, but a lot of people, who he's connected with, or that message has connected with, even though it's wrapped up in all this like materialism and just kind of like probably a false idea of like, if you believe in God, you're going to get a great job and a good marriage and all this stuff. But another side of it and another side of his message is that for some people, it was the first time they heard inherent value spoken into them mm-hmm. and into their lives of like, oh, like I'm loved and I'm worth something and I'm valuable, and not in like a bullshitty like status way. Like you're valuable if you do this or if you do that, but you're just valuable just because.
Yeah.
Mm. Almost like a harder to swallow version of Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
In a
or
way.
Like you deserve something nice, I think is like a thing you don't hear too often in like mainstream Christianity.
Yeah. So it was interesting to hear this like pretty easy low hanging fruit punching bag.
Yeah.
Like I'm like. You know what? Like, yes, but also consider the fact that the people connecting to this did so for a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, absolutely.
So where are you at now with it? Just kind of like what we were talking about, like God might exist, maybe not. Would you call yourself agnostic?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say agnostic. Because I don't know. Like, I don't think that, like, I don't know. I believe in science, but also something had to happen. Like right. I don't know. You never know. I think that sometimes I think the atheist people who are like, this is ridiculous, are just as bad as the Westboro Baptists
sure.
at a like military funeral.
Like, totally.
Probably not, but they're, the vibe is similar, maybe.
No, of course, because those people will probably kill people or something. Like they're awful.
They're
but it's just like I don't.
But they're like as militant. Because
I'll get ate up for that. But it's just
they can be as obnoxious. In their practices. Like, I know what you meant, sorry,
yeah. Nobody. I can already see my tweets blowing up. How dare you? But
Carl's phone starts smoking from the
tweet
at replies.
Please don't tweet
fine.
At me.
Tweet
we
at
love
Carl.
You.
You're worthy and loved. And that
atheism.
Plane's gonna land.
No, I just don't. I don't know. Like I don't know what happened. I don't know what's out there. But I know that science proves a lot of things. But I don't know. Who made science?
Yeah. Who made science?
Yeah, why did the rules make sense?
Yeah.
What's funny is I would describe myself as a person of faith, and I guess as a Christian when we're talking about it, but I would also say, I don't know. Like, if someone challenged me on a lot of this stuff, as has happened on this show a lot, I'd be like, yeah, maybe. I'm not sure. Like, there's nothing so ironclad in my belief system that I'm not like, oh, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's what it is.
It's almost just like a different practice. Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
As
that's
much
my
as,
favorite
like, a kind
of Christian,
system.
Though, is a Christian that's like, yeah, I'm a Christian, but like, I don't know, I could be wrong. This all could be something else, and I'm
Would
close.
You describe yourself that way?
As a Christian?
But
or as
saying
a
like,
Christian.
I could be wrong.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Of like, I kind of see it as like There's probably a lot of similar structures here in all these religions, and I just happen to choose this one.
Mm-hmm.
And here's where I am. I don't anymore feel like so much allegiance to like Jesus Christ that like it has to be him mm-hmm. or whatever. But
it has to be him.
I think Carl just deconverted both of us.
Oh, is there a cat in here?
Oh my god. Oh yeah, are you feeling allergic? Do you want a pill?
I might take a pill. Yeah.
Yeah, you want one? Okay, I'll get you one.
Oh, let's get a pill. Well, so you know what? While Caroline gets Carl a pill, let's take a break.
Are you getting, like,
yeah, I'm hearing myself in the mic. Also, I think I just saw it under the couch. Is it under the couch right now?
Oh no, she's locked away because she would be causing you trouble.
This is
non-drowsy.
Is that about right?
Sweet.
We didn't even think about the cat.
Now,
she's usually up in our dumb face.
I had a beer today.
I think you'd be okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I had a beer on the way while I was driving here.
Wait a minute. Look at the light.
You had a beer in the car.
I'm kidding.
The label on the side says if one beer is consumed, patient will die immediately.
Dick will fall off?
Like, my dick will fall. I'd rather die.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Thanks for sharing your story and all your thoughts and stuff. That was so interesting to hear.
Yeah, I loved hearing all the different places you've ended up
in
life. All the places you will go. Wait, is faith still important in your mom's life or your grandma's life?
Grandma's passed away. I think my mom's faith is solely based in like the spirituality, meditation, thoughts held in mind, produce after their kind, like be positive. You can think it, wish it, want it, that type of thing. Yeah. Like, you know, my mom keeps a vision board.
Have it your way.
She meditates
every day.
It just
tastes better.
I'm loving it.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
She says prayers. She says prayers every day. Every time I tell her, I booked a job, I did this. She's like, well, I was praying.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah, you know, I think that stuff is I don't, that's the one thing I say about atheists will look at that and go, that's so stupid. But it's like, it's not.
Yeah, like, oh, that didn't mean anything. Like, no, of course it meant something. Yeah.
And I do think positive thinking is important. That's something that I actually do believe in that may be metaphysical, but I think like there's definitely been times where I've allowed my mind to go to bad places and bad stuff has happened.
Really?
Yeah.
And doing the opposite happened.
Yeah, like if you just, it's like stepping out on faith or like seeing like, India Irie has this song called Strength, Courage, and Wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about like facing your fears and stepping out on faith and knowing that what the knowledge that you have been taught or the knowledge that you learn yourself and stuff like that helps you in this world. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think that's a part of spirituality. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think a lot of the things that we prevent ourselves from doing or a lot of the times that we feel like super anxious about something is because of fear of the unknown. And I think facing that, knowing that, I was listening to this podcast about the lady who wrote Eat, Pray, Love.
Oh,
she you can't, have you heard this? She was talking about how you can't eliminate fear. Like fear is like a good thing, but imagine like you're driving a car and you just put like fear in the back seat. So it's like, I know you're back there, fear. You're going to be there, but I'm going to keep driving.
Mm.
And like, because it's important to have fear. Because
you can't pretend it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because then you're just like in denial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like fear is definitely a real thing. And it's a real, you know, and so like, yeah, I think that's where my mom kind of lays with it. And I don't get up and meditate in the morning
because
I like to sleep until the last possible minute. I don't have time to meditate.
Same.
With positive thinking, though, you've just never met a person who's like, I thought positively and I like try to approach my life that way. And I really regret it.
And it messed up my whole life.
Like no one's ever, even if you don't believe like X will happen, then Y will happen. It's like you will not regret using that lens.
Yeah, on
to
a base level, it's
like
good for your health, you know, or like your mind. Yeah.
I would say like imagine you go to like a club, and the club, it looks like there's a lot of, like, you know, ruffians or people like that.
Hooligans,
the club.
Rascals.
Yeah. And the whole time you're like, what is going on? What is, like, you know? What are you singing?
I'm doing TikTok. I'm doing the club music in the background. I'm setting the scene.
Because I go to constantly play TikTok on the loop.
Just that song.
Just that song.
But yeah, like you, if you're constantly going to this place, you're like, something's gonna happen. This person's bad. This person's mean. This person's this. This person's that. Like you're gonna probably invite somebody who.
Yeah,
is
or
like
it's like
that.
All you see, and so like it just becomes what's in your life. Yeah.
And don't be not aware of your surroundings.
Hmm.
Like if you go to that club and it looks like a dangerous place, probably leave. Stepping out on faith is leaving that place
mm-hmm.
and going to another club.
Maybe as faithful and bold a move as anything. Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, let's take a break, and we'll be right back with more good Christian fun.
I want to see Cat Dog.
I want to see Cat Dog.
Did you record that in your room?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, Caroline, I got a question for you.
Yes.
How is your social battery right now? Are you feeling drained? Do you got a lot of energy right now? Where are you at with things as we speak today?
Well, you know, when you're pregnant, famously, your social battery is endless, actually, because you're powered by baby battery.
It's like someone slaps a mag charger onto your phone.
Exactly.
And you can go for like 24 hours more.
I am the U.S. Marines of taking down social situations. I feel incredible all the time. So yeah, that's where I'm at. What about you?
Wow. Well, I'm feeling a little drained. And sometimes it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin, which is maybe the zone I'm in right now.
Mm.
And for me, spreading myself too thin is like going to a lot of like Garfield events recently that have been happening over town.
Oh,
with
yeah.
The new movie coming out.
I know you get so excited about those. You got to spread those out a little more.
I know. And I need to really protect my energy and stuff. But, you know, it's worth asking ourselves, what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people. Maybe you need a little me time, a little alone, introverted time. But either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So things like tuning into yourself, feeling and understanding what you want and need yourself, and then being able to communicate that to those around you, and then most especially to yourself.
Well, if you can't get pregnant immediately, that sounds like a pretty good solution as a backup.
And again, I think I might have even said this before. If I could get pregnant, I would, just to understand what it's like to have even like boundless energy that
right.
can kind of propel me into
to feel
like,
as incredible as to, you could feel.
To exercise more, mm-hmm. to be working out like 3 hours a day.
Exactly.
Working 9 hours a day on top of that. And then
good
going,
brain.
Going out 2 hours. Yes, such a good brain on top of that. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, maybe give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. If you don't like the first person you get, don't worry. There's another one on the docket. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/goodchristianfun today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
10%?
.com/goodchristianfun. You got some thoughts on that 10%?
That's a good deal.
It is.
I agree. First month?
And especially because 10% is where I'm feeling my battery is right now. That's betterhelp.com/goodchristianfun.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back to Good Christian Fun. Now it's time for a new game that we've never quite played on the show this way. It's a game called Wow or Now.
Wow.
Wow or Now. Actually, before we get into the game, what was your, because we didn't really talk about it in the first half, what was like your exposure, your taste with like Christian music and like Christian pop culture? You said you were a fan of gospel.
Yeah, gospel music is a big, when Big Hat Church, gospel music is a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sundays was like the radio station plays gospel music all day. You hear these songs on R&B stations, like not hip hop and R&B stations, uh-huh. but on straight up R&B stations, their gospel music becomes a part of the rotation.
Huh.
So you hear these songs. You hear like, you know, Kirk Franklin and the family and all that type of stuff, and you hear, you know, who we got? Fred Hammond,
yeah.
Marvin Sapp, and
BB and CeCe, was that part of it?
Wines, yeah. The older Winans brothers. Question is, Those guys, like, yeah, all that type of stuff.
Zeppo Winans, Harpo Winans, Bebo Winans.
Bebo Winans. Marvin Winans was like the big Winans brother who was like in the group. And then
Andre Crouch?
Know, Andre Crouch was in the mix, yeah. Mississippi Mass Choir. It was a big
Mississippi
one.
Mass Choir.
Wait, yeah. Who are the Winans again? I know a little bit.
BB and CC had songs in the early 90s. They're like, you know, gospel, rhythmically bluesful, like R&B style. Uh-huh.
It's like both
music.
At the same time, gospel rhythm music. And blues. Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
They were brother and sister.
Brother and sister.
Oh,
and
okay.
They have four older brothers that were a singing group in like the 70s and 80s.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know what their like most famous song would be.
BB and CC Winans?
Yeah, I mean the...
That's what I live for. That had a song.
Mm.
Heaven is where I wanna be.
This guy?
Yeah. This is a jammer.
I'll skip through.
What I die for, yeah. Heaven is where I wanna be.
Yeah. Nicole C. Mullen? Was that in the mix at all?
Who?
Nicole C. Mullen.
I don't know that name for off the top of my head.
It's funny that there's like such a stark divide because I think she's more like CCM, like contemporary Christian mm-hmm. stuff than gospel
With Yolanda
stuff.
Adams.
Yolanda Adams, yeah.
She was very, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's such a divide between like the black artists who did CCM more so than gospel
mm-hmm.
and like the different kind of radio play because we grew up with mostly CCM listening to that. And so, if BB and CC had something that crossed over, it yeah. would be on those radio stations. But it was mostly like, it's a bummer how segregated that even within Christian music, that the genres were. Like, gospel yeah. was another way to separate in a way.
Yeah. Because what was like CCM? Is it like, I can sing all your love forever?
Yeah.
And that song, another one of those like gospel music. Mm-hmm. Like, commercials, but there was the like the white gospel music and the black gospel music
uh-huh.
and they had two different commercials.
Well, so. Gospel music weirdly, like if you went into a Best Buy back when they sold CDs
mm-hmm.
they would not say Christian music or like faith music, it would just say gospel
mm-hmm.
and that was like a general umbrella term for any Christian music, whether it was technically gospel or just like the contemporary stuff.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you remember, have you ever seen, if you type in, oh no, we don't
no,
have time for
no,
this.
No, let's type it in.
On YouTube, if you go to Who in the Hell Left the Gate Open, this is like a very prominent gospel CD tape that the commercial would play on BET
okay.
all the time. And it was, I think it's called Rough Side of the Mountain.
Okay.
I'm coming up on the Rough Side of the Mountain. And it was always like this.
Yeah. Now you can own one of the greatest gospel albums ever offered. With only giant hits and legendary stars
the like
giant
Jesus. They're all huh? here in a He's special a TV collection called Rough Side of the Mountain. World. Watch carefully. I know that everything is gonna be alright. You get Al Green's most exciting gospel hit.
Like he said he would. I feel like praising.
Shirley Caesar's Hold My Mule.
Shirley Caesar was a
story song of
Hold My Mule. Was that the Hold My Beer of the gospel music?
The Clark Sisters, You Brought the Sunshine.
Oh, I know that song. Oh, Out of Eden did a cover of that.
The Thompson Community Choir. Inspiring hits and stars like Thomas Whitfield, Inez Andrews, Marion.
You know this by heart, huh?
Yeah, they played this for like 10 years.
Really?
Like, this commercial's from like 87.
Yeah.
And they played it until like 2000.
What?
And it was always at the end. And at the end of it, they have like a sermon.
Oh, yeah. Sam Cooke.
How long is this?
Oh, we got 45 more minutes.
Wait, what's at the end?
At the end is like the dude's doing like a sermon and he just goes, and who in the hell left the gate open? And I was just like, everybody knew that commercial because they played it so much on BET. It was like the main gospel commercial. If you watched BET.
This guy.
Look, Big Dog said, I've been waiting for this.
He's killing.
Yeah.
He's
he proceeded to give that little fellow a good whipping. Turned him every way but loose.
Is this the whole sermon?
Yeah, it's the whole thing.
Oh my gosh.
But it was just like one part of that where he goes, who in the hell left the gate open? And it's like some story that It's like, I guess, like some Christian story.
Right. And everyone's like,
but it's funny, I guess. Like, it was like he's doing stand up as well. He did that on Common View. No, I'm just playing.
Wow. Yeah. That was Showtime at the Apollo season one.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
But yeah. What was the original question?
Oh, just talking about your Christian music.
Yeah,
exposure.
Yeah, no, it was,
oh, yeah,
it was all gospel. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of gospel. Like, it was like, especially leaving church on Sundays. I think, like, my mom felt guilty if we didn't listen to gospel music in the car, just because it was Sunday, or if we didn't go to church. And my mom was like too hungover from the club the other night. My mom was in her 20s at the time,
yeah. Right.
So like she was going
out,
kid. Yeah.
She's doing
and
her
so
best.
Like she's just like, I'm hungover. We ain't going to church today, but she would like turn on the gospel station,
yeah,
you know, just to be like, we'll get a little bit of something, because they would also play like they were like, we're going live feed to this church, and you would hear.
Yeah.
Like sermons and stuff too.
Yeah.
As a purveyor of memes, you must be familiar with Mind If I Praise God real quick, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
That,
Mind If I Praise
everyone
God?
We've brought that up to, no one's known.
It's not a meme. That's a viral video, Kevin.
But isn't that kind of a meme? Like, it's a meme after a certain point.
Hey, man, you heard that new... You heard that new Kirk Franklin?
No, I
heard that. Turn it up. Hey, you mind if I praise God real quick? And that song that they was listening to, that was like one of the gospel songs that they played on hip-hop and R&B stations.
Yeah.
Oh!
It's so good.
My favorite growing up was Stomp.
Oh, yeah.
His other one. We've gotten too radical with our message.
Well, I got news for you. This was like a top 10 R&B song.
Yeah. Don't know, now you know. Glory, glory. It has Salt from Salt and Peppa rapping a verse on here.
That reminds me of All That for some reason.
Oh.
Going through something that's really got me down.
Yeah. And the people say, everybody say,
okay, I have a question for you.
By the way, I wish I could, before you get to your question, I do wish I could host like Kirk Franklin does. Like host a podcast where it's, I just say, come on. And then just don't say anything
and the people
for
say,
most of it.
Everybody say,
come on.
Okay, so with this music, were you ever got the same feeling that maybe we had of like, oh, well, I can't listen to Nirvana, so I'll listen to DC Talk? Or like, oh, it's that time of day where I have to listen to gospel music, even though I'd really rather listen to blank.
Yeah.
Or no, is the music just so much better that you didn't have to have that feeling?
To be real with you, like I never was upset when we listened to that type of music.
Must be nice.
Because those were dope songs. Like if you play I think it might be my favorite gospel song, even when you told me about this. Play Melodies from Heaven by Kirk Franklin. Also, Tamela and David Mann.
We've listened to Tamela Mann on this show.
Yeah.
She'd take me to the king.
Yeah.
With Mary Stone.
Yes. Okay.
This is such a good song.
I don't know if you've kept up with Kirk Franklin, but some things have changed recently.
Melodies from Heaven. So Tamela and David Mann were in this choir.
Okay. I didn't know that they were in this choir.
And then they, you know, linked up with Tyler Perry and became these Tyler Perry celebrities. But you watch this video on YouTube, you can see.
They're like in the background?
Yeah, you see them.
Were they married when they were in the choir together?
I don't know.
Or is that what
take
they met?
Me in your arms and hold me close. Rain down on me.
This is a good song.
I didn't realize how big a star Tamela Mann actually is.
Yeah.
But she's pretty big. Her last album with her husband was The Love Project, which is like songs married couples can listen to.
Yeah, that I heard about that.
While they get to 11. Yeah.
Melody, oh, really?
Yeah.
Melodies from Hell.
Can I get that CD?
Rain down.
Oh, come on in here. Come on. Come on.
Stay with me.
This is back when he used to sing. I think he got into like, he blew out his voice.
Well, that's what happened recently is like even going back to like 2012 or 2013, 14, if you listen to interviews, his voice sounds fine and it seems like it's in good shape. And then starting like 2014, 15, 16, he's like, yeah, I'm just waking up. Like,
yeah.
It got super raspy. Oh, no. It sounds like he has a cold constantly.
Kirk Franklin.
Yeah.
What I like about Kirk Franklin is he's had some struggles.
Yeah.
He's like addicted to porn and stuff like that. And we talked openly about it. But I think he is like one of the few like black church fixtures that's also just like everybody be who you are, you know?
Yeah. He doesn't represent a lot of judgment. And in fact, like the Stomp stuff, like you were talking about, it was just like an R&B radio song, and he got a lot of shit for it, the way that like we've talked about other people have like crossed over like Switchfoot or something, but like in the same way Kirk Franklin. And that's what the whole opening of the song is about, is like, you know, they think gospel's gone too far. They think it's blah, blah, blah. But it's like, we're just making music. And so he was real big on like, everyone chill out. Like, it's just, we're just having fun.
Yeah.
And I'm a Christian. That's but cool. Yeah, we don't need to lose our minds over it.
Because music is still, I feel like music is such an important thing just for like a feeling. That even if it's like, you should, like my favorite song of all time is Back That Ass Up. By Juvenile. And it gives me like a feeling that's like, when I hear this song come on, it takes me back to a simpler time. It takes me back to a happier time. It takes me back. And I'm like, that's what music should be. And I think that's why church music, like especially like black church music, is so like uplifting. And like, because you do want to hear, and it makes you want to dance. And it makes you, you should be wanting to feel like that, like feel that feeling about Jesus.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And that's why Kirk Franklin and the Family's cover Back That Ass Up was so powerful.
Yeah.
Back That Bible Up.
Come on. Back it up.
Christ backed his ass up for you, that you don't have to.
He who knew no ass became ass so he could back it up to become our righteousness.
Can you play just a little snip of that?
Yeah, that's right. Back That Ass Up?
Yeah.
Yeah, we could play Back That Ass Up.
Ooh, back, am I the first guest? To
A-Z-Z.
A-Z-Z.
I haven't heard this in a long time.
All the grafting.
Come on. Back that ass up. Back it up.
You're killing it, Kevin.
Go! Oh, man.
Oh, that's great.
If you don't feel holiness listening to that song, I don't know.
It's great.
Will.
Yeah. My favorite song.
It's a good song.
Well, on the other spectrum of things, there's also some white bullshit Christian music. So we're all familiar with Now That's Why I Call Music.
Mm-hmm.
The compilations that started in the late 90s that continued to this year. The most recent being Now That's Why I Call Music 69.
Really?
That was the last one released as of recording this.
I like that
one. Come a long way.
Yeah, that one's nice. In response to this, the Christian music industry did what it often does. It created Wow, That's What I Call Music.
Oh.
And it was similar chart-topping hits of the Christian music side.
Mm.
So in this game, we're going to play, I'm going to play a snippet of a song, just a snippet, that was on a Wow CD or a Now CD. And you have to tell me which one you think it's from.
Okay.
If you think it's from Now, so like a secular song, or if it's from Wow, which would be a Christian song.
Okay.
And there's actually a few rules to this game that I'll go ahead and read because they're kind of confusing.
Oh, that's right.
So the way it works is Carl's competing against Caroline. We're going to go in three rounds. Each round, there's going to be three songs. And each round gets increasingly in points. So round one, every correct answer is worth 10 points.
Okay.
Round two, every correct answer is worth 25 points. But the thing is, it's only worth 25 points if you answer before the first lyrics. If you answer after the first lyrics, after the person starts singing, it's only worth 10 points. Round three, same rules as round one, but this time the answers are worth 50 points if you answer before the first line. After that, it's worth 25.
And so we just shout out like, wow.
Yeah.
Do we have a ding ding or we just shout it? Just
I'll stop the song before it gets to the first line and give you an option to go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does that all make sense?
Wait, what did I have a beef about with you last time when we did this?
Oh, because you changed your answer. Because you saw my face.
No, that wasn't it. No,
is it because we got to the first line too quick?
There was like a rule that I was unclear on and I can't remember what it was. I don't want this to happen again. I don't want us to fight, Kevin.
Well, I hope it happens again in real time on the air. This is a variation on our game, Holy Crap, that we used to play.
Okay, I'm gonna be keeping points.
Carl Tart, you are our guest, so you can go first.
Okay.
Now we're Wow.
And this, again, it's just we're 10 points flat. You can hear the first line. I'm just not going to play the chorus of the song.
Sweet.
But say, Wow, Christian, Now. This is a secular song. So here's the first song.
Now.
It's Now. This is A Little Bit by Jessica Simpson.
Oh, okay.
10 points on the board for Carl. Which Jessica Simpson, almost a Christian artist, except maybe God gave her too much talent.
Okay.
All right, here's the next song.
Now.
this is a wow.
Really? I should have. That's what I was thinking, but I was like, this could be like some BB Mac or something.
I mean, you have time.
It could be. Say, won't you say? This is Say, Won't You Say by Jennifer Knapp. Singer-songwriter in the Melissa Etheridge vein a little bit. In the Christian rock scene.
Mm. How much in that vein?
Extremely in that vein. Later in her life, came out, was rejected by mainstream Christianity, but still remains a Christian.
That's nice.
Third and final round of round one for Carl.
Wow.
It's wow. It's Reliant K.
Wait, really?
The Best Thing by Reliant K.
I would have guessed them now.
Wow.
Oh, man.
All right, so at the end of round one, Carl has 20 points.
He has 20 points.
All right.
Correct.
Caroline, we start with you.
Okay.
I'm trusting you because Caroline is keeping score. So I'm trusting
her
to...
Should you
trust
me?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm not going to make Carl keep score.
Why not?
All right, here's the first one.
I'll keep mental score.
No, okay, Carl keeps mental score. All right, here's... The first one. Actually, this first one, it's round one. It starts with lyrics. So don't worry about answering before the lyrics, but
great.
It starts with that. You know it only breaks my heart to see you standing in the dark alone, waiting there for me to come back. I'm too afraid to show it's coming over you. This is a wow. This is Stranded by Plum.
What's the group called?
It's Plum.
Plum?
P-L-U-M-B.
Plum is a Christian band?
Yeah.
Huh. Plum.
Plum. Yeah. I forget her name, but it's like one singer, a woman who goes by the moniker Plum, but she also has a backing band.
Plum or Plump?
P-L-U-M-B.
The fruit.
Oh, like Plum. The fruit. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fruit, not the size.
You might remember their song God-Shaped Hole from Bruce Almighty in 2003. Yeah. There's a God-shaped hole in all of us.
Oh, I remember the beef. Is it a Christian song if the artist is Christian or the song is Christian? Like if you have an Avril Lavigne song, for example.
Oh, yes. I did set this up at the beginning. If the artist is Christian, they're Christian.
Okay.
But if it's someone you think of as a secular artist doing a Christian song, that's also Christian.
Right. Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this game's going to get hard.
It is. It's okay. It gets increasingly more difficult.
Well, and I guess there is a clear line because one of them is on a Wow CD and one of them is on a Now CD.
Yeah, that's the line.
Damn.
So
okay.
I did pull, and of course, the range is from like, I think the first Now CD is like 1998 or 97, which is the same time as first Wow CD. So it's nothing older than that.
Okay.
Because I think the problem with playing Holy Crap before is like, I could literally pick any songs.
Right.
So it's much easier to trick. But these are like the most popular of their genre. Okay, so here's the...
Which, little do you know, is still a trick for me because I was not listening to popular music growing up.
Exactly. Carl should not be intimidated at all by the fact that you host this podcast because of your lack of expertise.
I didn't listen to either genre. Okay.
All right, here's the second song. Still no answer.
You gotta know that.
Wow.
It's Wow.
Okay.
It's a song called God by Rebecca St. James.
All right, Rebecca.
Wait, are you playing from a CD or are you playing that song?
I'm playing that song. It was on the compilation.
I thought all those CDs were like covers. I think I'm thinking of Kids Bop.
Oh no. Wait, what do you think Wow and Now is? These are Wow and Now are compilations of hits from other.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now
that's what
I call music.
Yeah, so they were the actual songs.
Wanna be my lover.
I've got my lines crossed. We're like, Kids Bop is like, TikTok, go to class, it's time for school.
Math.
Yeah.
We can play those if you want.
That should be next time.
Yeah,
okay.
That should be the finale. Okay.
Okay, keep going.
Third song of your round. She's looking at Carl for clues. Nice in California.
You know this.
It's a now.
It is a now. Okay. It is a now. Yes. It's Be Like That by Three Doors
myself.
Down.
Okay.
Yeah. I went to high school with my mom.
They did?
From my hometown, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's fun.
Yeah, they're from Mississippi, yeah.
How far away did they live?
I think they lived in Escatawba, which is like...
So more than Three Doors.
Oh, yeah, more than Three Doors down. They didn't live in my neighborhood.
Okay. Round two, Carl, we start.
We are tied for round one, by the way, Carl. Neck and neck.
All right.
Two athletes, head to head.
You took a long time.
I know.
All right, so we're going...
25 points if you get it before the first line, 10 points if it's after.
All right.
So here we go. First song for Carl.
Now. I mean, no. Wow. Wow.
Wow?
Wow, I'm going to go wow.
It's wow. It's We Can Make a Difference by Jackie Velasquez.
So you get 25.
25 points for Carl.
Are you allowed to do that? Wow, do a switcheroo?
It's the same word, basically.
I did.
I was thinking wow the whole time.
I'll allow it.
Yeah.
You're our guest, and you're ill with cat fever.
He did not
right
change
now.
His answer based on my facial cues
okay.
either. All right, second song.
Now.
Yep, it's Sober by Pink.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, this song.
All right. Two for two so far. Third song for Carl.
I'm going to go now.
Now?
Mm-hmm.
I remember years
Impossible by Chantel. It is a now. Three for three for Carl. 75 points in round two for Mr. Tart.
Oh, no.
Beat that.
I won't.
Caroline.
I know I won't. Okay.
Caroline, is it?
I'm going to.
Mrs.
You know
Ely, you say. All right, here we go.
Now? Yeah.
I'll let it play. Do you recognize it?
It's getting colder.
It's This Time Around by Hanson.
Yes.
Oh, I don't
Wait,
know that song.
Do I get that? That's a now.
It's a now.
Woo.
Yeah.
Those boys are Christian.
They are Christian boys, but they are a secular band.
Oh, man. That feels good.
All
okay.
Right. Second song.
Okay. Wow.
So wow, this is No One Loves Me Like You by Jugs of Clay.
Jugs of Clay?
Jugs of Clay.
I wish it was Jugs of Clay.
You
it is
do?
Jars of Clay.
You wish that?
Clay could be
you
wet sometimes.
Wait, Jars of Clay?
It's Jars of Clay.
What are these bands' names?
Well, I think that's scriptural in nature.
Sure.
Jugs of
Still
Clay.
Stupid.
I won't be thinking about Jugs of Clay for a while. Final song.
Wow.
Wow, Shanty.
Yeah.
Final answer? It's a wow. It's Good Morning by Mandisa. Who you may remember from American Idol.
You can tell. I remember Mandisa. That's crazy.
Carl,
I didn't know
she was
a Christian
neck.
Artist.
I'm shocked.
You could tell that was a wow because it's just like it sounded like a pop song, but just couldn't quite.
There's just something a little wrong. Yeah, every
this
time.
This is like this is
it's usually
it's
my measure.
Almost a good time.
We don't even have to try.
Yeah. That's
all. It's almost a good time.
All right,
I'm listen to that in the car on the way home. I ain't heard that in a while.
By Al City and Carly Rae.
Yeah.
Al City is a Christian guy, but his music's not Christian.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a Christian boy.
Wow.
Final round, 50 points before the first line. Here we go.
And then how many after? 25?
25, yeah.
Okay. It's my turn now?
It's your turn,
now.
Carl.
First song.
Wow.
Sir, it
confident.
Is a now.
You kidding me?
This is Stronger by Jeanette McCurdy.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
She made it on a now? Good
yes.
For her.
From iCarly?
Yeah.
From iCarly.
Dated Andre Drummond.
From that Netflix show.
She's a funny gal. I like her.
That's how she sings, huh? She ruined this for me.
You
yeah,
don't know that
was a big...
I feel like you're going to get...
I don't know.
I threw a wrench in it.
I could beef it.
That was a good wrench because you, I would never. I know pop music. And I ain't never heard that song.
You forget right. The subset of Disney pop, which is also just a little wrong.
But still big enough to make it on it now.
Yeah.
Because that's why I find so curious about this. Okay.
That's why she's talented.
Song number two.
I'm going to go with Wow.
Carl?
She finds it hard.
It is a now. This is Unbreakable by Jamie Scott.
You are killing me in this round. I can't believe this. Two songs that. All right. You got to hit me with something. I know. This third one. Oh, my gosh.
Here we go.
You can also wait for a word
and get half the points.
And still get points.
He's go big or go
home.
It's
all or nothing.
Okay.
It's all or nothing.
Okay.
That's how Carl plays. Okay. Here we go. Third song.
I'm gonna go now.
Feeling empty heart.
Carl, it is a now. It is What About Now by Daughtry.
Yeah, all right.
The final now.
I don't think
now.
You should pause it for someone if they don't get it right away.
Well, I would have got Daughtry's voice. So I appreciate you pausing it.
Yeah, I don't want to give the game away.
Yeah, I appreciate you.
You think it's shenanigans?
Yeah, because you just kept playing it on it. You would have played it on it into the lyrics for me, you know?
Nah.
No, I would have tried to time it out. It's because you've always answered before the lyrics.
That's true. No, I didn't. The first round, I didn't.
Anyway, final round for
continue.
Caroline.
Here we go.
First song. Wow or no?
Keep playing.
Gonna hear the first word?
I am.
Okay.
Sometimes I'm a liar. Sometimes I'm a fake. Sometimes I'm a hypocrite. Everybody hates.
This is a wow.
This is a wow. This is Man of God by Audio Adrenaline.
Okay. Okay.
All right. 25 for Caroline.
50 for Carl.
Second song.
All right. I'm going to say it's a now.
Test this gold for its worth.
Caroline?
Damn it.
This is Anything Genuine by Small Town Poets. It's a wow.
Damn it.
It's a wow.
Okay.
I need one. I just need one.
You need one or you beat me.
All right. Final one.
So now.
Faster now than ever. Run to You by Twyla Paris. This is a wow.
Fuck.
Yes! Thank you, Twyla Paris. Twyla Paris?
Twyla Paris. She opened for Jugs of Clay for a while.
Oh my gosh.
They did a double headlining set.
Darn it. Well, good game, Carl.
That was a great game.
That was great.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah.
Wow or now? That's
I'm sure all
wow
of you are
now.
On the edge of your seats at home.
Yeah. No, that was riveting.
And everyone's crumpling up their signs that said Caroline's a champion.
And unraveling their signs
that say Carl's
Carl
king.
Carl sucks.
Unraveling.
Yeah.
Ripping them up.
Yeah. Did that feel better than the last time we played? Because last time it was like esoteric songs that I kind of picked.
Oh, it was great. Yeah.
Did it make a difference knowing that these were at least hits in their
respective
lanes? Yeah,
it did make a difference knowing, oh, I could possibly know what this song is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all play games like this every episode?
Not every episode.
No. Often, usually we have a one topic. We just talk about that.
We'll just talk about one CD or like one movie.
Mm-hmm. I got a game idea for y'all.
What's that?
Rap lyric or scripture lyric?
Ooh, that's
what would be
one.
An example of that? Why don't you give us
as I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life.
It's a rap lyric.
Started as a Bible verse.
By the time you get it together, I take a look at my life. Rap lyric, yeah, rap lyric. We did play Taylor Swift or Lamentations.
Yeah, that's a good one too.
Yeah,
surprisingly hard.
Y'all could put like some Kendrick lyrics in there that are like, oh, this might be
indecipherable.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Our Christian boy, Kendrick.
All right. That's been Wow or Now. Let's bring it down now, though. Let's Bring it down to a holier space.
We got to pray now?
We have to pray
oh,
now.
Oh, damn.
Firehead, we put your right hand on your left shoulder.
And
your
put
left
your
hand
left hand
on, top of
on
that.
A friend. And squeeze them real tight. No, not there. Come on.
What?
Carl Tart, on this show, we don't promote ourselves or plug our own projects. We lift them up.
Okay.
As a sacrifice unto the Lord. And whatever we're enjoying in secular media right now. We start with Caroline.
You can lift me up to the Lord at Caroline Svarts on Twitter and Instagram, where I'm popping off daily.
Ew.
No, not really. And I'd like to lift up a book I just finished called Elephant in the Room by Tommy Tomlinson. He's been a journalist for years, and he documents his life as he got to like 460 pounds or so. And it's just a great book. One is he's just funny. It's like a great memoir of like what his life is like, but it's also great for helping people, I think, breed empathy and like examine a little bit like how we treat large people and what we think is their problem and that kind of thing. And it's positive at the end of the day. It's just a great book.
Hey, yeah. That's great.
Highly recommend it. Yeah. He had like an article, I think, that kind of went viral. That was a section of the book, and that's why I bought it. It was great. Check
was it,
out.
A meme? Anything that goes viral to me is a meme.
Is a meme?
Was it a meme?
Yeah, this book's a meme now.
Oh, cool. I'm going to get that meme. You can read it. It's a 200-page meme.
Go to your meme store, Barnes & Noble.
Carl.
You can lift me up at Damn It, Carl.
Damn it,
DammitCarl on all things social. And I'm going to do a book, too.
Ooh, nice.
That is not as uplifting as that one, but it was something that I liked. I'm a big, as you two can tell, a big Los Angeles Clippers fan.
Yeah.
It's my favorite basketball team. And I just read a book on the history of this team. And it's very interesting because a lot of people, whether you know basketball or not, you remember a couple years ago where the team was stripped away from its original owner.
Yeah.
Because his girlfriend recorded him saying some racist stuff.
Yeah.
Really?
But he was like a known like L.A. slumlord. Like he owned a bunch of apartments and he was known for, you know, not renting to minorities.
Oh, he's just like a terrible dude.
Bad, real bad guy. And real racist and real bad. And this book basically goes through the ownership of him and also like throughout the whole like history of the LA Clippers.
Oh,
and
so interesting.
Yeah. And it
were
by
they
Mick
in
Minnis.
LA, by the way?
No.
Forgive
they
my
were
ignorance.
Not. No,
okay.
No. This
please
is something
be
that
elsewhere.
I wouldn't expect you to like I would
what,
not fault
I'm a
you.
Girl?
Yeah, because girls
Carl?
Don't like basketball. And
just don't like the Clippers.
You guys no. are matching tonight.
Yeah, I do want to go to a Clippers game soon though. I really like going to
you have to go.
Games, especially at that.
It's very
center.
Fun.
So fun. Yeah.
The arena's electric with people who are used to losing. And that feels no entitlement. No entitlement in a
just
theater.
There for
it's
fun.
Just like we're here.
Yeah.
And we're good this year. We're middle of the road, but like not a bad team. We have a winning record right now. We're
that's
currently
a great
in
feeling.
The playoff hunt.
Yeah.
Like and the Clippers have done this. They get you like especially over like the past 5-6 years, they have gotten to very far in the playoffs. But the history of the team is it's basically was known for a long time as professional sports laughingstock. Like it was just bad.
Oh no.
Just bad. And yeah. It was because of this man. It's because of decisions that he made, because of his frugality, because of like all that type of, and this book talks about how he owned the team. They were the San Diego Clippers first.
Oh, okay.
From 1978 to 1984. They moved to LA in 84.
I see.
But he bought the team in 81 and immediately tried to move them against the rules of the NBA. Against like he's a crazy
so
person.
So he's like a dumb guy too, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean I don't know how dumb you can be when you have that much money.
That's
like
so
he bought
funny.
The team for $13 million, and when he was forced to sell it, his family sold it for $2 billion.
Oh,
so
dumb
he
people
still
get
wins
rich all the time. Don't worry about
and
it.
And he was like, "I'm not going down without a fight." He's like a Donald Trump type.
Yeah,
he's like a very.
Like
I think they're. I'm
like
sure they're friends.
The
I'm sure. Yeah, they're like Donald Trump types.
Oh,
and his wife is a nice woman who has put up with his BS the whole time.
Do they talk about her in the book
they
too?
Talk about her a little bit. They talk about her in the section where he has to sell the team and how he like he went
the
to
tape.
These yeah
wow
how he went to these doctors and they both were like he's mentally incapable of owning a team, like he's got dementia.
Yeah,
and
wow.
Like, he was like, I love my wife. My he has this like really squirmy voice, like I love my wife. I love her. And then it's like, well, your wife made you the one that made you go to the doctor. My wife's a pig. Like, just like he is insane. He's an insane man.
Yeah.
And the book talks about him buying the team in 81 and
how. Do you feel like it's changed your viewing experience when you go to watch a game now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's a new hope now. Because when he was the owner, there was no hope of winning at all.
Yeah.
But now we got Steve Ballmer, who's like this Microsoft billionaire. He's like Bill Gates' right-hand guy, and he owns the team now.
I bet he's perfectly cool and good, right?
He's a nice guy. He actually is a nice guy. He's a real big, goofy.
I mean, not evil is a step up at this point.
Yeah. True. Yeah. I mean, he's still a billionaire. And but he also, the one thing that we might have to worry about is he's a Seattle guy. And Seattle lost their team about 8 years ago, 7-8 years ago.
Oh, he's going to swoop them. We got a basketball team to spare. That's how I feel about it.
Okay. Ooh, the Lakers.
No, come on. The Clippers are great. A fan base marked by humility.
Yeah. Honestly, we know what it's like to lose.
That's great.
We know what it's like to be second place.
What was the name of that book again?
It's called The Curse, The Colorful and Chaotic History of the Los Angeles Clippers by Mick Minnis. MickMinas.
MOUSC. And you can hear more of Carl's great basketball hot takes on the Flagrant Ones podcast.
Do you listen to that?
I am a patron of it.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Thank you for your $5, King.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome, King. Oh, I listen to it. Sometimes I do check out a little bit when it is listing players.
You know, we talked about that a lot. And the podcast, first of all, for those who don't know, I will, I guess.
Yeah, talk about it, please.
It's hosted by myself and Sean Clements and Hayes Davenport of the Hollywood Handbook. So if you guys like Hollywood Handbook, you'll love hearing those same guys talk about basketball. And we try to keep it fun for the people who are comedy nerds.
I've learned
like,
a good
like
amount,
basketball. Yeah. But at the same time, we all three of us really like basketball. And so we were just like, I mean, we want to be considered like legit basketball talkers too. And if you don't like that, you don't have to listen. Yeah. But we try to keep it fun for the people who know us from comedy stuff.
Sure. Mm, okay. Yeah. No, it's a great balance.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's about basketball as much as Doughboys is about food.
Yeah.
We're just like, yeah, kinda. You know what
it's
I mean?
It's a lot of talking. We do a lot of talking about other stuff. I make a lot of original songs. We do.
Yeah, like, Carl's quite prolific on the show. Song wise and musically. Yeah.
It's very fun.
Yeah, I listen every week. It's a great show.
Thank you.
Are doing great stuff. You can lift me up at Kevin T. Porter everywhere. I will not lift up a book. I refuse to. But I will lift
follow
up.
Follow the crowd, Kevin. Read the room.
Well, I was going to say, I am going to lift up a miniseries based on a book.
Close.
Because I finally caught up. Baby, I'm all caught up on the thing everyone's talking about. Just aired recently on HBO.
Captain Marvel.
Olive Kittredge.
Oh, yes!
Olive Kittredge.
From like...
Was this something that we
five
read?
5 years ago.
Yeah.
It was a book.
I read the book.
It was a... Yeah. Was she as much of a dick in the book as she is in the...
Yeah, but you like her a little more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was this something that we had to read in like high school?
No. It's okay. Like, it's newer. I don't know why it became a thing.
Why do I know
this
name?
Olive Kittredge won a bunch of Emmys a couple years ago.
Yeah.
So that's probably
And Frances McDormand stars in it.
Frances McDormand.
She's great.
This is part of the Frances McDormand is an asshole trilogy.
Universe.
Extended cinematic universe. I got some things to say.
It's a great show.
Yeah, it's terrific.
I'm glad you liked it.
I did not realize it was Frances McDormand.
McDormand. Yeah.
Not McDermott.
I watched that with my mom in a hotel room on a trip one time.
And the whole thing?
Really connected us. No, the first part.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
a lot of
tough mom stuff in it. It's 4 hours long.
You know how she, I was like kind of giving her a lot of knowing looks.
Was it the Oscars where she got? I was like, I have two words. Oh no, it was maybe
inclusion
it was
writer.
Inclusion and writer.
Like, yeah,
and then on SNL, it was a really funny joke. Kate McKinnon played it, and she came. She goes, "I have two words: burlap dress." It was very funny.
Man.
I love acceptance speeches that are also puzzles for us to solve later. You can lift up the podcast everywhere at Christian Fun Pod. Leave us a review on iTunes. We donate $1 to charity. This month's charity is Charity Water. And check us out, patreon.com/goodchristianfun. After you subscribe to Flagrant Ones, then you can subscribe to ours.
We don't donate any of our money to charity.
Yikes.
We should start doing
Have you thought about
Change
it?
Your mind. kid.
You could like sponsor a kid or something. Who wants to go
we'll
to...
pay for a kid's basketball camp.
Yeah. That'd be
That's
great.
That's a good idea.
We're not that valiant if you think about the fact that we base it on how many reviews we get for our show.
It's directly tied to our personal validation.
But y'all also aren't being paid for this podcast.
I know.
And so we are quite healthily.
Well, it's something for you and Sean and Hayes to pray about together.
You're right. You can sleep at night.
You're right.
Might as well.
And there's nothing left to say here except for in all of Pond's people said.
Amen.
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 Let's go out on a little song called Strength, Courage, and Wisdom.
Oh, nice.
By India Ari.
This is what you call a bop, folks.
Here it comes.
Sit down.
Not yet?
You're in school now.
You're in school now?
Time to learn.
About what?
How to bop.
Okay. We'll see you next week on the podcast. She's still counting down.
Snap.
Three. Rock.
Four. One,
two, three. Let's go.
In a second. All right. We'll see you next week on the podcast. Goodbye. Y'all, it's me, McGrant. Okay. I was just messing around. Just want to try something different, trying to spice it up. Listen, we're 76 episodes into this or whatever the hell. You gotta keep it spicy. So that's what I'm doing. I said spicy, not spacey. Don't keep it spicy, y'all. Next week on GCF. That was fun, by the way. Carl was so fun. He's so funny. Go listen to his podcast or anything he's ever guesting on. He's a delightful young man. Next week on GCF, Kevin and Caroline are talking about the stand-up comedian, Jeannie Robertson. She's a Christian stand-up comedian. She's a little bit on the mature side, if you will. And she's very tall. She's like 6'2". And she's very funny. Jeannie Robertson. She's got a YouTube page. I think it has more subscribers than total amount of people that have listened to this dumb podcast combined. Sorry, that's unfair. I should not be disparaging the name of GCF. The almighty name of GCF. Blah, 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 blah. Amy's not bitter. Jeannie Robertson, check out her YouTube. She's legit funny. Next week on Good Christian Fun. Amy, Mother and Grant, over and out.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.